Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's almost mistletoe and holly. That's right. The holidays fast approaching. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, candy, more than you could ever imagine. Fresh, delicious, with all that original recipe year in and year out, over second decades, heading towards that eighth decade. Dorothy's Candies is in the building, and we've got a lot to get to. It's a full hour of Nan Cohen Total Talk. Nan, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Did you notice anything today?
I smell some really delicious perfume.
That's me.
I wonder who that was.
No, but anything else you might notice? Okay. Nobody noticed. I have zero makeup on. Zero. I can't remember the last time I came in the studio. I had zero. Like nothing.
You look great.
I do have lips. So guess where I'm going when I leave here?
To get your makeup done. I have no idea. How would
guess
I know?
Who I'm going to see? One of your faves.
Help me.
Lori Geiger. Oh, look at that face. Look at that.
I absolutely, positively, unequivocally
love her.
Big time. I'll just leave it at that. I love her.
So, if anybody can do something with this, it's going to be her. And I'm flying out. I'm meeting her afterwards too.
What do you got? Some event? You're gonna hire a professional makeup artist to do your
photo shoot going on, buddy.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. So it's funny because I knew you'd love that to wake up to hear it about Lori, because she is such a little treasure here in Pittsburgh. And those that know, a genius. Yeah, what she can do with makeup, believe me. Is it so? There would be no other reason that I would show up like this on the radio. But I was listening to you on the drive in today, and I was thinking to myself, and I love Anthony. I got to put some pieces out to him because it's years. As we go back and we always talk about that.
He's a crown jewel.
Yeah, he has his heart is there all the time, and I don't know if I've ever said that to him, but I love you, Anthony.
Have you ever met him?
I did briefly once at one event.
I met him for the first time a while ago. Never met him. Talked to him for 30 years. He's older than me. He looks 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
The guy's a movie star.
Look at that.
I mean, he really is. I'm like, you're Anthony? What are you doing wasting your time calling me? Go get a job in the movies.
Yeah, that's very true. And I love the ethic there. I overheard him talking about the food and this and that. And he's going to provide for himself. I love it. But I was hearing, the one thing, and I came into the studio, and I never really do this, but, we talk about the one thing that's missing from all of society. And I stood up. You didn't even mention it. What was it, Rob? Oh, it was...
What Aretha Franklin used to sing about.
I barreled through the door, and I'm like, Rob, it's about respect. And you don't hear that anywhere, and you wonder why. Why is that today? But, the respect, as I was throwing respect on the left side of my head and coming in to see Marlene here on the right side of my head, the respect, this individual who owns Robert Castell, he's an individual business, and what he does to make this happen in a time where he could have closed the doors. Mm-hmm. I mean, the pandemic, kind of put things at a place where it was nearly impossible. But he's like, I'm going to make those holidays for these people. I got the production line going. And I think, our world, where are we today? As a small business, he fights and dances every day between the cost of this and what's going on that and feeding his employees and making sure that this is covered and that's covered. It's a whole lot to absorb. My brain was definitely on overload driving in today. But when we look at where we are, we're in this, and I had this up on social, and people were like, 78 years in a business, 78 years of kicking off the 78th holiday season.
Impressive.
Rob, when you think about that, 78 years, and look at the span from when his mother started this business and founded it to where he sits today. And you're going to laugh when I say this, but Rob, Mar knows it. What's changed? Nothing.
Everything but Dorothy's Candies.
Nothing's changed within the business. Yeah, prices have gone up and boxes may have changed and, those kind of things. But the core of the product, this is a guy who comes in and says, if you can't get me these nuts, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Mar, if you can't get me this for this ingredient, I'm not going to make it. Well, wait.
That's right.
He's never compromised. And you wonder, how does he keep turning the wheel? It's tough. Everything's against him, I remember it was in August, and I started seeing where the chocolate was going, you know, again. And I said, hey, because I have access to the news feeds, I said, hey, Robert, you got to realize this is going up again. Yeah. You know, what do you do with that? And he's like, we're going to get it done. Where do you get that ethic today when everything's stacked up against you and you're asking people to support a small business? It's tough. And when I realized all of a sudden, you know, Mar and I, we joke around on doing social and this and that, but the serious side of the business is think about what it takes. And yeah, you can say, oh, Nan, it's just a candy company, but it's not. He's got employees to take care of. How about this? This was amazing to me. This year, like no other, and he's had people, they leave the business. You want to know why? They leave. They don't work there any longer because they retire out. Like 80 years old. Mm-hmm. These people, heart and soul, are in this business to make that candy. That's why they go. Because
they've been there many years, a lot of them, 20, 25 years.
They start at the, a lot of them come in as their second retirement job.
That's
or
right.
Whatever. But the ethic, the work ethic, and they love what they do. Plus, they love what they see in the stores when they get these stories of how it's generation served. Yeah, it's a piece of candy, but it sure puts a smile on their face. So we're going to talk all about what's going on at Dorothy's Candies. But there was my rant for the first segment.
No, it's good.
How was that, Rob?
That was well done.
I didn't even get to the part where we were in Beaver.
I heard.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
That was great.
You know, what can I tell you? Beaver, isn't that your town?
No, I live in Monaca.
Did you like the fact that I was taping one radio show and Googling where I'm at and what I'm doing? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I get down there and just happen to find a relative of yours and get a photo and didn't even
that
know
was
it.
Wild.
Was that
wasn't
crazy?
It? Yeah, we're just right. Just
you realize,
there.
You realize half of Beaver County is my relatives. My dad had six. My uncle had 11 kids. So there's a lot of us running around.
I got that from you. But actually putting it into place, yeah. Like, literally, in this he saw us taking a photo is what happened. So Mar and I were up in Beaver this week recording. We were up there all day, actually.
Yes.
And it turns out that we were taking a photo, and this car literally comes through Jerry's car service.
Curb service.
It was great. It was fabulous. I loved it. Yep. And he says, can I take the picture? And so that's how it started. And he's like, what are you doing here? And, you know, we're saying, oh, we got a radio show on Saturday. But like, KDKA, you came up and said, it's my cousin. I'm like, it was,
was wild.
Like,
yeah.
What do you always say? They're all around me, Rob.
They are.
They're all around me.
Never ends. All right, let's get a break in here. We'll come back on the other side. Much more Dorothy's Candies conversation. Next hour, Secure Money Advisors on the Money, Brian Caranta. 9 o'clock, MediConnect, the inside connection. The Medicare open enrollment season is underway. Lots to get to and lots of phone calls, lots of questions from you. So we're going to give you the chance to phone in. Nailing down all those home improvement projects today in the 10 o'clock hour, True Value Home Improvement Show. Alicia Maisel is here today. AAA Central is talking travel. And then we get back to some Open Talk headlines making news that Margo Rensel is covering in the noon hour. It's your Pratt Pack today, KDKA. Nan Cohen, Total Talk, back in the center square, along with our good friends from Dorothy's Candies. Go ahead, Nan.
Listen, I just got to tell you, it is, when you end up in Beaver and all of a sudden, I was in Beaver first, right?
We were. It was rogue territory.
Then you ended up in Bridgewater.
Well, so it's funny. So I'm down there and I'm like, I'm not in Beaver anymore. And you looked at me and we started laughing. And I'm like,
where are we?
We met some people there. There's a cute video. It's coming out. Yeah. But we met this cheerleader from Robert Morris.
Right.
And I said, I looked at her and I said, where am I? Like, I had that raw, where am I? And she goes, Bridgewater. I said, oh.
Did you spend all week writing this script with somebody? Because it makes absolutely no sense. Where are you going with this?
I just had, I was never there in my life,
right,
and now I was there.
There.
Check that box.
So I guess I'm right that I say Beaver County is the place to be.
Yeah. The only thing I missed out was on the donuts.
Orms.
Oh, that's right.
That's the only place I missed out. Yeah. But we got there too late for it. So.
Well, you got kolache.
We got the kolaches.
Yep. Hugh right. And his lovely bride.
Oh, yeah.
Harper.
That was, so yeah, it was a Rob Pratt was in my mind.
Any other things you want to connect thoughts to?
Well, it's kind of funny because, as I said, I was actually recording a show And I was thinking about you the whole time.
So you've basically gotten three free plugs in, so that means you get to eat for free when you go back to Beaver County. They make me pay, but not Nan Cohen. Smart move.
How'd you know that, Robbie?
It takes one to know one.
I didn't pay anyway.
It was her card.
She paid.
She paid.
She drove. I paid for lunch.
But I loved it. I loved all of it. Funny because, for years we've talked about it, and then all of a sudden I just connected the dots.
You know what Ricky, my cousin, did for years? He was a proprietor of a wonderful establishment that he had from 1987 to 2004 that was the Brighton Pit and Pub. It was the Cheers of Beaver County.
Oh.
Very successful. No longer does he own it, but it was very successful.
Yeah. I mean, how many years and years and years have I heard all these stories? And honestly, that's the way it happened. He's, can I take that picture for you? And then you came up, and love is all around today.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I sent Robbie that picture.
That was lovely.
But I did love the whole feel and the vibe up there, because I felt like I was at home, at Dorothy's. But, when I was saying in the first segment, it's 78 years. 78 yes. years yes. kicks off today, the holiday season. And you don't understand, I know Rob does because we talk about all this stuff and stuff we don't like to let go of and how we like to keep it the same. And when you get that at Dorothy's, I was amazed. In the seasons that you do there, mm-hmm. Only in Pittsburgh would you find, strawberry pretzel bark,
right? It's the s'mores thing.
Right. So you do that and people want that in December when you make that in the spring and summer. Mm-hmm. But I'm amazed that these unique things that Robert has come up with over the years, the official turkey leg season has started. And I think it actually started because the weather changed so quickly. I didn't understand what people meant about, this is funny, Rob, the first batch. So honestly, the first batch of turkey legs, look how the box closes on
beautiful.
This. Okay. Because
the box won't even shut.
It won't shut. It's that big and it's heavy. It's a good workout today. But the funny thing is that when they get back and they start, these are all handmade. Everything there is made by hand. But they got to get them sized right again. So they're with the weight and they're boxing it. So the true Dorothy lovers know that, I'm getting that first batch because they're going to be the bigger ones that come along. And the big, they're gigantic anyhow, but mm-hmm. they're the extra. So it was funny when that gentleman said, I just need to be on the first that roll off. I need, when they're boxed, I'm coming in for them. And I like, what?
I think they enjoy making them too.
You've got the
caramel on those, the two pretzel rods, the cashews all over it, all over it. And then it gets dipped
in
the chocolate.
Again, honest to God, Rob, you could work out with this.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 12 hours.
But this is such a tradition. We started it so early, it's like, it's November 1st. So,
yeah.
But I had a laugh. He's like, I have to have the first ones. I'm like, what? He's like, I said, well, don't worry. I guess I'll go get them for you. And that's when they told me in the back, there's like a crew, a fan group that waits for the first turkey legs to get made. But they're out.
They're out. And they're selling quickly. We are constantly making them.
So the other day, I was with a friend, and she was like, oh my God, I watched you with this turkey leg on one of the videos we did. And she said, I'm driving out to get it. I go, you don't have to drive. I got one in my car for you. and she's just going to town at it. And Rana, I had to bring it up today because she's still talking about it. It's 3 days later. She couldn't believe that I had one right in the trunk of my car. And I said, my car's locked and loaded with Dorothy's. And I do say that, and you'd be surprised how many people stop and ask me, you really got that stuff? Can I have? Yeah, absolutely. And that goes to show you what a business person he is. He's like, man, make them happy. If that's what it takes, they're having a bad day and they ask you, give them something.
Yeah.
So you got to love what he does. And people are going to ask, so I'm going to get it out right now. Everybody waits for your open house, for your fall open house.
It's coming up.
Now I have some issues with it because part of me wants to be in Florida. But part of me has to be here. So which way is going to work out this year? I think you might win.
I think
you might win.
That's right. How could you turn away chocolate from Dorothy's?
It's just me personally. Because I love going down there. I love meeting everybody. I love talking to the people. I love sharing candy. And for the record, I think it's time we go on. We do not eat all the candy that you see. us eating. We take a bite.
We have our share.
But we bite it. We don't. Yeah, I might have every now and then. You got me with the peanut butter the other day. Yeah. But no, honestly. So the open house, people are waiting. He does everything he can. Give us the details on the open house.
We have our customer appreciation days, also considered our open house, on November 21, 22, and 23. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up. And it will start at 10 a.m.
What time do I have to be there?
You're going to be there on Saturday, the 22nd. Just come in, be there all day. 11 o'clock, you'll be there.
Well, you did that so that because we have radio that morning with Rob.
We're
going to head down there.
I looked at the schedule. Yeah. You should be just doing the show. You're going to be here so much.
I know. I got a lot of stuff coming up.
You do. Yeah. Busy.
That Saturday is a long day, but it is a fun day. We have a blast down there during the open house.
Yeah. And you heard that I'm doing my annual friend show.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah, Tuesday the 16th of December. That's slated too. So that's going to be fun. But, you know, and I looked at the calendar and everything that's going up. I'm like, I got to be here for Dorothy's because truly love being and experiencing that down there.
Well, the folks love to see you when they're coming in too, you know.
I love the stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were just in a corner propped, you wouldn't believe what you hear over. This makes their holiday table at Thanksgiving. Not one, but you know, it's not it, but they look forward to that. And whoever's hosting, they make it available. They love it.
That's the truth. We have a lot of our customers telling us that certain items from Dorothy's has to be on their table for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for any of them. And they do that. And at Thanksgiving time, it's the turkey legs, it's apples, the cornucopia that we have.
It's so smashing on your table, but so delicious to eat.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
We talk about the apples. Last year, I know we got on, we showed them a couple times on all the social platforms. Those apples, there was a couple days where it was just apple, like they were picking them loading them up. It was just so wonderful to see those apples going out. And they made it to all those holiday tables. They made it to ours. So, yeah, how special that is. Open house, open house, open house. I'm going to keep preaching it every time I'm on the air because that's your day to get down there and enjoy everything. Eat a bunch of chocolate.
You get discount.
Talk to me. Come talk to me for sure because I've got all kind of surprises loaded in everywhere I go there that day. And I love making people smile with that.
Well, it's a good fun day too because you get some discounts and you get samples, which you get anytime you come in. But and a lot of fun.
Yep.
All right. Lots more fun still to come. Stay with us. It's your Pratt Pack today, KDKA. It's Nan, it's Marlene, it's Dorothy's Candies, and how sweet it is. We continue with Nan Cohen, Total Talk. And I guess Total Talk is you do everything, don't you?
I totally talk. I totally talk. I just got to know which hat I'm wearing, which show. But yeah, and I have to tell you, it keeps me busy. Because, you know, when I'm not busy, it's too much time and too much thoughts. And yeah, this is where I miss my buddy all the time.
Well, we appreciate you, and we obviously appreciate Dorothy's Candies.
Well, we can always run back to Beaver for a day.
You know what? You guys aren't going to let that up.
We're coming back. We're coming to you next time.
Because we had a blast there, Rob. It was a very good day for us.
You know, and for us, and it's not like it wasn't like we were frozen in time. We had fun. It's pure. It's plain. It's simple. It's organic there. And we walked down Beaver, Third Street, I guess it is.
It is Third Street. Main Street, right?
Yeah, Main Street. And, you know, it's funny. We stopped. Rob, this guy, this is like your kind of show. We stopped in this one store. Yeah. It was a card gift shop. Yeah. We felt like we were in a Hallmark movie. And then we start talking to the owner. Mm-hmm. And he relates just to Robert Castell, who owns Dorothy's. Like, he's the same age, and he was so proud of his town. He was so proud of the business. You know, the one only. He's not in the mall. The little local guy. You get your cards. You get your...
Still sells Hummels. Been there forever.
You
know where he's
He sells a lot of wonderful things there.
He does. Unique.
I got a new nightlight for the house there.
I got
you
earrings.
Know. The people were so nice. And what was amazing to me is he was so proud to say, I said, you know, I feel like I'm standing in a Hallmark movie. Because, you know, the hustle and the bustle of everyday life just to kick it back and breathe.
And what did he tell us?
They actually film. The Hallmark Movie Channel comes in and uses the town.
Well, you know who's been in town of late, just across the river, Apple TV. Paramount Plus, filming on a regular basis.
Yeah,
we're getting a lot of that around here now. But he told us he and his wife own it, and guess who started that? His mother.
Yeah,
you know, so you had that.
And where's that family from? East Liverpool, Ohio, where I spent 20 years. So that's how I know that connection.
Great couple. And then they were telling us how Hallmark does. They do overhead shots. They film at the center there by that clock.
We walked out of there and was like, "Here's your moment."
And you know what else literally was 2 minutes from there, where I spent 20 years day and night? My television studio in Bridgewater.
Oh, I spent now you're bringing it back.
I mean, that's where I was at every morning, noon, and night. When I wasn't here, I was there. So I got a lot of very special memories of that little corner of Beaver County.
Yeah, you know that area then. So you know why we had such a great time. Yeah.
And maybe now that you were there, they'll actually let me back into Bridgewater and
Come
Beaver.
Come on with me, buddy. I got you taken care of.
So told them everything's okay
now,
right?
Yeah, everything's all good. Yeah, we took care of all those things throughout the years, Robbie.
Well, you're known there, Rob.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we had so much fun.
We did.
But, you know, here's me. You know, people go there. I was really listening to his stories. And he asked...
You're talking about the gift shop.
The gift shop. He actually asked if he could wrap my nightlight. And I said, it's for me. And he's like, well, I'll wrap it for you. Want to unwrap it? And I thought, now how cool was that?
He was doing that with my box of earrings.
Rob.
He wanted to wrap everything.
He wanted it to be special for me.
The Hostess Gift Shop.
There it is.
Yeah.
Been there forever. You should see it at Christmas time.
I'm coming back.
I know.
They say window shop. People, when they have light up night, they'll be 12 deep kids just looking in that window. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like what we used to have downtown, right?
It's the exact same thing. It's like S.W. Randall's. That's exactly what it's like. But it doesn't sell toys. It sells these trinkets, momentum, and things that you hand down from one generation to the next. I mean, and when he does the after Christmas, you better bypass Beaver altogether. Because you're not getting in Beaver. It's packed.
You know, you look at it, and like I said, the vibe was definitely, it was absolutely what was needed that day. I was late for everything else that day, so I was never going to make my appointments where I had to be. And again, as I was multitasking doing radio shows.
Listen, the mayor, Tom Hamilton's a very good friend, and they do a lot, that Beaver Chamber, especially this time of year. It's a very unique place. And you know who first discovered Beaver for Hollywood? Ron Howard, Gung Ho. Wow. That's where they filmed with Michael Keaton, Henry Winkler, right there.
I could see him liking that. And what was great, too, is it was Halloween and Thanksgiving's coming up. So a lot of the places were decorated.
Yeah.
It's really a cool place to walk. And we had a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
And you can ask anyone. We have Oakmont on this part of the country.
Yes.
But in Beaver, it's Kretschmar's. And you can talk to Tony or Mark.
It's right there.
About Oakmont. They'll tell you.
Yep.
Kretschmar's is the real deal.
Right. Yeah.
Lincoln, the son, and Hank, and Terry, good people.
And
you know, the president actually visited Kretschmar's Bakery.
Well, I'm telling you, so we're going to do that tour one more time. I'd love to do it before the season,
during
the holiday season.
It would
ends.
Be wonderful.
So we're going to meet you up there.
Nice.
Okay, that's going to be.
And I'll pick up dinner. I'll pick it up, but you'll pay for it.
That's okay. But I got to get to the Orams, Orams donuts.
The flying saucer donuts.
There you go.
It was a good feeling.
Yeah. So, but again, I bring it back to, this is something else. I wanted to aim this towards Rob because I know you know this. But do you know how many people order corporate gifts from Dorothy's?
Oh, it's massive.
And I was talking to Robert Gustell, the owner. And do you know why that this is?
Because it's one size fits all.
Yeah. And he said,
it's delicious.
He said continuously, these corporate companies that come in and buy, and they're local corporate, they're national corporate. You know why they do it? Because they wait every year to get their Dorothy's. And I'm thinking, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many times can you change your stuff around? And no, it's the consistent piece. And Marlene handles a lot of that corporate stuff. I don't know how she does it all. But When Robert says, man, they love getting it. And I was involved with one corporate order this year that I had to help out with because I made a lot of friends down there. And I came in to visit them, and they couldn't get my connection to Dorothy. So we were kind of tying that all up, and they just love me. They actually love listening to you and I banter. Okay, that's where it came from, was Rob and I. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about the chocolate, and they talk about how you talk about the pumpkins and Janowskis. Like, they really listen to us, you know.
You see how many views the last show that we did with Mr. McIntyre and Divorce on the YouTube channel?
Oh, it's crazy.
Thousands.
It's crazy.
Thousands upon thousands. I said, maybe I should hire her as my agent.
Because I'm everywhere right
well,
now.
Well, that was really hard-hitting, but we were candid, as you are in all your shows, and I think that's why people respect you and they tune in for you.
Yeah, and as things are popping and announcements are going to be made and where I'm going and what I'm doing, and you know, I love it. It's kind of thing. You love Pittsburgh, you mm-hmm. know, because you love the people. But this is what makes Pittsburgh. You know, people say last night I was at a party, and like, you got to get up and get on the radio. Yeah, I do. And sometimes, listen, let's be honest, Rob, it gets tough. But I love the 7 a.m. It's invigorating to me. I've got my day set, but. Mm-hmm. When it comes to these things with Pittsburgh, what do you do? You got to love it. Got to love, and we should all be supporting this, especially in this time. And I'm going to bring it all back to, we got another segment. We got lots to talk about with Dorothy's.
Yes.
Rob and Nan.
And Marlene.
She's leading it the whole next segment. She gets on a video now. She just takes charge.
She's got it all. Eating a piece of chocolate.
There we go.
All right, short break. Back one more segment with Nan and company on KDKA. All right, one more segment with Nan and Marlene. Here we go. Dorothy's Candy. Go ahead, Nan.
So we talked about corporate because I was just amazed. Yeah. I just loving what I heard down there. And I want to tell all of you that, you know, I was at a particular place and they offered me a sample. I'm not going to bring the company up. And I'm like, no. And I was watching them take a piece mm-hmm. of this. And I'm going to be honest, it wasn't chocolate. And they were cutting this object into four. And I was thinking to myself, Robert would never do that.
Which was an individual piece for you. And then they cut it up.
He would never do that. And mm-hmm. and honestly, stop down, try it, you know, get a feel for it. Because I have to tell you, there's no preservatives in this chocolate. He does what he does so well. I mean, it's gorgeous. Look at the display that you got up there. Mm-hmm. You know, the unique pieces, you know, the cherry cordial orders have already started popping.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Christmas would not be Christmas without Dorothy's cherry cordials, the coconut clusters, all your fan favorites. The store is packed. You've all looked for it. I asked for one thing this year because wherever I go, everybody wants to take the s'mores bark. And look, the season hit cold. There is s'mores bark there, so mm-hmm. get down and get it. I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret, the things that they don't know about Dorothy's. It is a factory. They produce there. I mean, I walk in, I catch the back door, and I can tell what was being made now. That's
right.
I love it. Mm-hmm. But do yourself a favor. Put your orders in. Because I've been there when you've hit the button there where everybody's just buying and checking out. And Mark, we can go back and history tells us, put your order and they'll have it ready for you. Because if you're walking in to get turkey legs, honestly,
mm-hmm.
Rob, the most crazy thing is we used to walk in and people would buy one. And I don't want to hear that we're overweight and we're this and it's the way we eat. They're buying them for other people. Mm-hmm. You see somebody walk over where they would grab one. They pull the was that not eight? The guy pulled out eight.
He did
eight
yes.
of these. Like yeah. we love it. It's great for business on that piece. But they're handmade.
We just sold 50 to one woman the other day.
50.
We had she put her order in for them. We got 50.
But the problem with that was I think she came in last year and wanted them right off of the shelf. And 50 goes. There's 50 there. But you know until there is back stock. But they go through it so fast. Mm-hmm. So I say, don't plan on the cornucopia coming to your table. Just call an order. They'll put it aside for you. But the surprise of people is with those apples last year, there was no way. If there was a tree in the backyard, we could have kept up with what was going on. I mean,
right.
and fussy as Marlene can be at times, she's only going to buy certain apples. She's not compromising that.
I do look at them. I turn them all around, look at them. I don't want any bruise marks, nothing
so
on them.
So it's tough to keep that up. But people, honestly, Rob, where they used to come in and grab one and two, it's like a dozen. It's eight. Like what?
Yeah.
And they're buying it for this one, they're buying it for that one, or somebody's coming in, they're buying it for their neighborhood. I know that there was one group of women I was talking to from Cranberry. They made it a road trip. They didn't want it shipped because I said, no, they wanted to be in the store. They all came down, they had lunch. They asked us where they should eat. Like, they made a day of it. But I'm telling you, they listening to those women, it was the greatest day.
Yeah, and they left, get a lot of that.
And they took care of all their holiday candy shopping in one fall swoop. And they're coming back because they messaged me. They asked if I would be there. They wanted a photo. But you know what? You got to love it. You just got to love what Dorothy's does. And the pulse of, I always say it's Pittsburgh, no matter where you go. These small businesses, it's up to us. You know, do what you can to keep them going because they really do their part in trying to make everything good for all of us.
One of the things I like too is when somebody will call in and they'll tell me that they're sending it to somebody who used to live around here.
Right.
And now they have moved because we do ship across the country, and they'll say they've always had Dorothy's, you know, for their holidays, and they'll go ahead and say, I want to surprise them.
Well, so we should say that Dorothy's Candies website, dorothyscandies.com, is always on.
That's right.
As I always say, and when you want that, go in there, place your order. You can pick when you want it sent.
Right.
You can it's very, we love the new
site. Use that area on the website where it asks you when would you like it shipped, because sometimes people might be a little afraid to order too soon because they want it to go out in 3 weeks. Well, you could order it now and we'll have it made right before it goes out for you. And if you have that date in there, we'll get it out that day.
Yeah. I got to say, it's the happiest place to be.
It's wonderful. And this is a great time. It's so busy with everything going on. And as you mentioned before, the smells. Because there's so many creams going on, and you have your nuts and fruits. Oh, it's wonderful.
And when I say they're the little elves back there, that's truly what they are. I mean, they are worker bees that just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, every year. And so we're grateful. Back for another season. We kicked it off officially on, you know, November 1st.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that it's just weeks away for your open house. You want to give that information.
It's all by hand.
One more time.
Sure. Our open house will be on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 21, 22, and 23, beginning at 10 a.m. But if you order online, you can do that 24 hours a day.
So we put up some social posts, and now I'm going to tell you, we're going to be ending this show. There's going to be some really good interactive pieces coming up on their Facebook page. They'll be going up later today.
Okay.
I would tell you, get in there, respond. We're going to have some of the people that just truly love Dorothy's. They're going to join us, Rob, on a couple shows coming up. So that's when they talk about stuff we're bringing in. Interactive, we're going to have you. We want to know why, and keep those DMs coming to me. I'm going to tell you also that there's nothing more than I get so much pleasure out of making. If you need that turkey leg and you tell me why you like it and bring me back those memories, don't be surprised if one shows up at your door.
Ooh,
so get on to the Facebook page and take care of that. I think we've got more commercials coming up because everybody loves it when I do my good. So we're going to get that going for us all too.
Well, listen, you
it's been fun.
Have a great day.
You as well, Rob.
I may see you in Beaver someday.
We're going to make that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We're going to make that date.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'll see you.
Because you would have so much to point out to us about everything.
We're just going to eat our way through there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stay with us. We're just underway for a Saturday. Marlo Rensel in today for Rob Taylor with the news next at 8.